Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello out there, and welcome to the Danny
and Rihanna Show. This is Danny Pena, Rihanna's husband.
And this is Rihanna Manuel Pena, Danny's wife. Today, we're going to kind of go a little bit further back into our planning process and maybe help a few people out who are also thinking about becoming expatriates.
Yes, but first, I just want to say to everyone, thank you so much for subscribing to the podcast on YouTube or any other podcast platform out there. It's very, very helpful. We're still trying to reach our goal. 1,000 subscribers. I believe right now we're 846.
I think we might be higher than that by now.
Oh, really? Okay. We're just saying thank you, everyone, for subscribing. And please share the content to everyone. All right. Yeah. So, yeah, we've been going back and forth about this too, right? Like, things that we need to do before we make this move. And it's a pretty good list, right?
Pretty good list and hopefully a starting point for folks who are thinking about how you even tackle this, right? Some of us out here are whole to part thinkers, and other people need the breakdown. Like, what are the things I actually have to go do in order to make this possible? And hopefully our little list here that we're following can help somebody else out there.
Yeah. So where we should start, because I think from my side, I still have to complete my dual citizenship, which I think is something that is very, very important to us. And it's going to be easier once I get it. It will be easy to work on your dual citizenship and also Violet's. But also, this is going to help us to do other things over there locally in Dominican Republic, you know, with banks and so on, right?
Yeah. So kind of like the broader category of documents, let's talk about that. So sure. For some people, it might be different depending on where you're going and or where you're leaving. For us, we don't need a visa to move to DR. However, as Danny mentioned, having his Dominican ID, which is called a cédula, is a big help for a lot of the things we'll have to do down the road. So, you know, registering for our utilities or, you know, getting a new bank account or a new phone number, like all that stuff is a lot easier to do. And eventually a driver's license once he has his Dominican ID, and then myself and our kids can follow. So in addition to getting something like that, obviously having your passport is going to be really important so that you can travel back and forth safely. And things that you want to make sure you have ready to go, definitely your medical records, because it's possible you won't be able to go back to get those. I know for us, like for example, our first OBGYN, where we had our first child, they're gone. And so if we didn't have those records, it'd be really tough to get a hold of them if we ever needed them down the road. So you want to get a hard copy of anything that's important to you to keep track in your health history, birth certificate, stuff like that. And then also something to think about if you have children, especially, you know, school age kids, their school records. You know, we recently had Troppy Mom on the show, and she has a lot of really good resources in the difficult process of moving your kids from the U.S. school system down to Dominican Republic schools. Not necessarily because the schools are, you know, very different. It's just they need to see what they've learned and how they did. And a lot of the schools in DR are U.S. accredited. So they want to make sure that they're putting them in the right place. So that's something to think about and, you know, just a few things on the list to make sure you have or can get before you pick up and leave.
Yeah, I want to mention something about that, about paperwork, for like especially for school. I remember when I used to live in Dominican Republic, you know, because I finished school over there and now I was going to high school, I decided to move from Dominican Republic to Miami. So I got the papers from the school I was attending at that time. And I took it to for me to register at a school in Miami. And it was helpful because originally I thought I had to go back and do eighth grade again. And they were like, no, this is pretty good. You should be in ninth. And I'm like, all right. So I just straight went to ninth grade. But thank God I had the paperwork with me because of that. And you're right. Like, you know, if we plan to, you know, sign up our daughter in the future, our baby boy, then, yeah, that's something that's going to help us. You know, if we're going to be moving around, just saying, let's say in the future, you know. So you're absolutely correct on that.
Yeah. And once again, it's old school. We know it's everything's available in the cloud, but hard copies really are important for a lot of this stuff. Mm-hmm. Something else to think about if you're moving to a place with another language is the primary language of business. You might want to think about getting them professionally translated, or at least the really important stuff. Uh-huh. That's something that a lot of times you'll need for different official applications or documents. So just keep in mind, these are things that you might have to prepare to do. They take a little bit of effort. Sometimes you have to pay somebody to look over it or to notarize it, depending on how that country operates. So yeah, just some things to add to your list to investigate and gather up before you just up and leave. Mm-hmm. You can, but it might make things harder for you down the road.
Definitely.
So yeah, documentation is a big one for sure. I think another one that's pretty obvious, hopefully people think of it, money. You need to get your head around how money will flow for you when you move.
It's going to be something that we have to really get used to, especially over there. One is the currency, had, you know, the changes from U.S. dollars to pesos, and also from pesos to U.S. dollars, because there's going to be a lot of opportunities like that for us too, right? So
yeah, we're still going to be a conversion app on my phone that keeps up with the latest exchange rate for Dominican pesos to dollars, and I use that thing all the time just so I can start to get into my head like what 1,000 pesos is, what 10,000 pesos is, so I can start to learn it in another currency. That helps a lot.
Here's an Easter egg. If you guys go back to one of our videos that we filmed in Dominican Republic, in Punta Cana, there's one part where I think we were at Unidos and we were talking about prices and you were just using that app. And you mentioned, okay, it's going to be this price and this price. So I'm like, okay. It was very helpful, honestly, when we were going to different stores and just testing out like how it is buying grocery stores or whatever, groceries at a supermarket and so on. So yeah, you're right. Yeah, so not only that, but also something I think is something that's very important to bring up too is VPN, Ri, because we haven't really mentioned that. That is very important, especially for us that we have our business here, and potentially we're going to have a business over there in DR, where if you're in DR in any country and you're trying to log into your bank account, it will not allow you to log in. So with VPN is going to help you to go to your bank accounts and here in the States. And it's going to be a lot easier. We didn't know. We figured that out when we were in Punta Cana. We were in La Terrena, San Samana, sometime last year. It was like February of last year. And I think we had to pay some bills. I can't remember exactly why we were checking it out. And then
I was going into our QuickBooks because I was doing some invoicing for a client.
That's what it was. So we tried to log in and it didn't let us log in. We were like, wait, what? And that's when we're like, all right, let's just buy a VPN, sign up. And honestly, it's pretty good, not only for that, but other things too. If you want to like watch movie streaming or anything like that, is very, very helpful. So the one that we use is, and look, we didn't get paid out of this, is the one that we use is ExpressVPN. I know there's multiple other ones out there, but it is very important if you're planning to, you know, check your bank account in the States or do transfers or anything like that, especially what you mentioned too, QuickBook, use VPN. Because if not, especially with QuickBook, I think the pesos version, the Dominican Republic version will pop up instead of the States. So just throwing it out there. Very important.
Yeah. You want to make sure you have all that sorted out. And, you know, kind of continuing on the thought process of employment, like, do consider whether you have a remote job if you can just work remotely, right, with a VPN, like Danny mentioned. Or if you're looking for, you know, the dream of starting a bakery in Italy or whatever you want to do, have some kind of a plan. It will help. It's okay if it doesn't all go that way. We know life happens when you're busy making plans. But try. Try to have a plan. Not only that, but think about like if you want to get paid in dollars versus a local currency, depending on the exchange rate, what's best advantage for you. And then also think about your tax liability and how that might change. It depends on where you're going. And, you know, it's really important to understand how that works. We've talked in other videos about, you know, the tipping culture and how it's sort of built into the system in Dominican Republic as, you know, sales tax or IPTIS and all that stuff, or IPIS and all that stuff. But look it up where you want to go, right? Figure out how you pay your taxes there, if you have to pay your taxes there, what you're supposed to do. And like if that is going to impact you at the end of the day more or less than you anticipated. And then shifting gears a little bit more to just like general planning this change and having the funds ready to go, do a really in-depth look at your debt versus your savings. It's important. Oh, yeah. It's not fun. And I know we have a spreadsheet of everything. We've talked about our expenses and our spreadsheets. And again, in previous videos, talking about our budget and how it compares here versus when we move to Punta Cana. But it's important to go through that exercise at least once. Try to look at a year. Try to pull out some habits that you have, some common areas where you spend a lot versus where you can afford to save. And also look at what you owe to school loans or for credit cards or for a car, if you have a mortgage that you plan to keep, you know, like all of that's really important to understand, but like in exact dollars before you take off, because a lot of those folks who you owe money to will be very interested in you leaving. Mm-hmm. And then look at how much you've been able to save up. In general, it's best idea is to save 6 months of expenses wherever you're going. That's obviously really tough, especially for Americans right now, to save up that much if you don't already have it. Mm-hmm. But think about having that emergency fund built up if you can. Also think about what kind of banking you need to do when you move. Is everything going to be in cash? Do you need a new bank there? Are you going to set up your utilities accounts there? Like Danny was saying, his cedula helps us get our utilities and our phone number set up. Like, how do you have to do insurance once you're there? Like, are you going to need travel health insurance or just in country? Do you ever plan on coming back here to the States? All of that money stuff is really important to dig into before you make any irreversible decisions. Because once again, if you have debt, there are some people who are going to come after you for it. So you want to be prepared.
Yeah, I also want to bring up, which is something that we haven't talked about, Bree, is transferring your money. You gotta wire your money from the one here in the States to Dominican Republic. The process of like how long that's gonna take. So if you, let's say you're working remote and you have to pay the bills, you know that you have to transfer your money a certain amount of time so it could get there on time. And also it doesn't like affect your late payments or anything like that, you know? So, cause over there, that's something that is still happening where you have to go and pay yourself. Like it's not something like over here, you do automatically online. They don't have that over there so far. So,
Not for everything.
Certain things, yeah. But like the majority of the things is still old school. Like you have to go yourself to whatever office and make the payment, you know, something like that. So, yeah, that's something I think it is important for planning purposes, you know, to bring that up.
Yeah. Figure out how you're paying your bills if you still have them back here. Mm-hmm. Like, and if you're doing any kind of mailing back and forth, obviously that can get a little more expensive if you're doing things internationally. So let's talk about like the resources you're going to need to set up. In addition to paying bills, like I don't know if you're mailing a check internationally or something like that. You're also going to want to think about how you're going to ship stuff. There's things eventually that you're going to want to ship from either your home in your home country, or people want to send you care packages, or you need to send stuff back home, or even, you know, mailing luggage if you're taking an extended stay back in your hometown or something. You want to think about how you're setting up your shipping, your imports, your exports, and your mail forwarding, because that can get pricey. And it's something you should plan for and try your best to budget for, because these are the types of things that can get people really caught up. And then you feel like you regret your decision and you don't want to set yourself up for failure.
Yeah. You know, something that I just remember right now, while you mentioned about mailing, So yeah, there is ways to do things where you could, you know, have a an account shipment to Miami and so on, and then from Miami it'll take it to
specifically if you're talking about DR. Yeah.
Yeah, if you like sending things like to DR. But I remember a couple of months ago we had to do some paperwork for the house that we were buying and land that we were buying, and we shipped our paperwork through FedEx, I believe.
Yeah.
That was not cheap.
No.
That was
I think it was like
cheap.
$90 to ship a stack of papers.
A stack of papers, yes. Yeah. And it wasn't that heavy. So that's expensive. I mean, there's ways to ship FedEx and UPS and so on, right? It's just not cheap. So the cheaper version is the way how you were mentioning, Brie. Cargo company, you know, ship it to like a city, and from that they'll send it with it to DR. That's cheap. There's just other things you have to do behind the scenes to have the account official and everything.
You have to set up like account with customs and like have your own like receiving port. Depending on where you're going, it can get pretty complicated.
Yeah. And also they charge you per pound. So
right.
I forgot.
It's
$4
ish per pound.
Yeah. Now, if they really want to, they could also ask, can I check the receipt if they see like something potentially could be expensive? So something you have to like get, you know, prepared for that. For that type of thing, you know. So, like for us, we always get packages from gaming companies and so on for like promotional stuff. So I don't know how that's going to work because there is no receipt on that, you know. So we'll work it out.
Maybe we'll have to request it, but we will figure it out.
We'll figure it out. All right. Anything else from that side?
Yeah, kind of like along the lines of like getting your ducks in a row and resources, you want to make sure that you have an accountant, once again, for the whole tax thing and making sure you're not missing anything when dealing with imports and shipping. Just have an accountant that you have a relationship with. They don't have to be full-time on staff or anything like that. Uh-huh. But just know where to go if you have questions and you want to get exact answers. And similarly, a lawyer, right? You want somebody to look over any rental agreements that you're signing, any accounts you're signing up for. And it's really important, especially if it's not your native language where the documentation is being written. Uh-huh. You want to make sure that you're not missing anything and that you know what you're responsible to do, because a lot of laws are different in a lot of countries, and to expect things to work the way that they work here is a naive expectation. You might get tossed into jail if you miss a payment on your rent. You don't know. So be sure and find those people who can answer those questions for you before it becomes a problem.
Yeah. I know for us, when we had to sign some paperwork for a house and land, everything was 100% Spanish. There was no like translation in English because the lawyer and the documents, whether it has to be legal reasons, it has to be that native language. So for us, it was in Spanish. So that's why it is very important to, like you said, we have a lawyer to look up some of the things. And there's things that you don't understand, you could ask, and the lawyer will translate it and tell you what it says in the paperwork. You know, other countries are going to be different. You know, so for us, that's something that we had to learn, like, hey, it has to be 100% Spanish, all the documents. Yeah.
And honestly, having our lawyer look over the terms and help us make our negotiations and finally sign off on everything, best money we could have spent, like worth every penny for sure.
100%. Yep. Agreed.
I guess kind of last thing that I can think of is like a broad category is like stuff. Like, what do you do with all your stuff? And like... Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's going to be different for everyone. For Danny and I, we know we have a limited amount that we can afford to ship. And also, we're moving into a rental before we have our forever home. So we don't want to take a bunch of furniture, right, that might not even fit or might not even fit the style we want once we get into our new environment or the new climate we'll be in, right? Like, maybe we don't want to take a bunch of soft materials when most of our things should be made out of wood, right? So... The way we're doing it is we're keeping everything that feels like home, right? All of the things that are on our walls behind us and you know, the baby's crib and, you know, like special mugs that have our pictures on them and things that we can use to sort of remind us that we are home wherever we are. Things like that are priceless or unable to be obtained again, like our gaming statues and all of our different merch and paraphernalia, or our electronics, that's a big one for our household, right? Mm-hmm. As you can imagine, we have many, many consoles, some of which are a little older than others, but a lot that we currently use. So some of that will have to come with us in our luggage. Whichever ones we can emotionally part with for several weeks will go on a shipping crate. And tons of monitors, cameras, microphones, keyboards, mice, lights, speakers. Like, it's a lot of electronics, right? And so we have to get those very specially waterproof packaged up so that they can come across the sea and weather any sort of climate and get to us safely and in working mm-hmm. condition. And for that, you know, it costs a bit more money than just shipping clothes, for instance, which we have less of. So that's going to be up to everybody, but start to think about it, right? Like, if you know you want to take your whole furniture and your desk and your chairs and your couches, expect to pay for that. And if you want to try to do a cost comparison, is there an IKEA where you're going? Are there furniture builders there? Like, can you get something locally that's equal or better for that area at a reasonable price? And maybe sell what you're not going to take with you. So those are all things that you should think about. Not saying you never have to have it all done before you move, but, you know, in that 3 to 6 months before you pack up and leave, try to have a plan and what's going with you on the plane or the ship or whatever, and what's going away for a little bit and meeting up with you later.
Yeah, I think for us, especially for me, because, you know, I have a really big gaming PC, so I have to figure that out. To ship that, but also
we have a few gaming PCs.
We have a few. Yours too, I think, but yours is smaller, so it's easier.
And we have an extra one as well. Remember?
Oh yes, we do. Yeah. Now, one thing that we haven't mentioned, Ree, is I have a record player here.
Yeah,
which that's something that's very fragile. I have to be really careful with that. I have also vinyls that some of them is hard to find, so that's something that I have to figure out how I'm gonna package that, you know, and send it over there. You know, this, like you said, there's a lot of things that we have that it's going to be really hard to replace because it's...
Or impossible. In some cases.
Yeah, yeah. Like, for example, Ree has the Sega Dreamcast signed, you know, from Peter Moore. Where is it? Like, around in the background. But, you know, things like that, that's something that we have to, like, figure it out. And I know at the end of the day, us doing research and also talking to people that already moved from here... to Dominican Republic, they're going to give us some tips and also tell us about their experience. How was it shipping all these things? You know, was it good? Was it took too long or what? You know, so like it's going to take some time for us to figure everything out, but I think we'll be okay.
Yeah. So something to examine as you're just kind of playing in your head, whether or not you can really make this happen. Like, mm-hmm. can you part with enough that you can get the rest on a ship or in your luggage? Obviously, you can with any amount of money, but with mm-hmm. your budget, can you make it happen, right? Can you pack all that stuff up? And look for recommendations, look for people who have done it, and see what you can use as other folks' experiences to inform how it might work for you. Because truly, like, it seems like a lot. It seems maybe like it's impossible, but truly, you can mm-hmm. do it if you really want to. You just have to accept what is in your capabilities, what's in your budget, what's uh-huh. in your timeline. Like for us, that changed drastically when we got some exciting news earlier this year. So just you have to be realistic about what you can do and when and how and keep it moving. Like we said before in previous episodes, you got to pivot. You can plan as best as possible, but truly, like, you just keep that North Star of I really want to change my environment and make it happen.
All right. Anything else, Ree?
That's it for now. I mean, I think we could go into more detail on some stuff, like how do you decide if you rent versus buy something? Or
we should do a
like,
part two.
How many times should you visit ahead of time? And like, how do you scout where you want to go? But I think I think we could save for another episode. We've already been talking for a little bit.
I think that would be good. Also, a reminder to everyone, next month we're actually going to Dominican Republic. And yes, we're planning to record maybe one or a couple episodes over there for YouTube and also for our podcast. And I'm very excited for us to do that, Ree. This is exciting because yes, we're going to be in Punta Cana, but the majority of the time we're going to be in Santo Domingo, 2 hours away from Punta Cana. So you have never been there.
I have not been to Domingo. The capital.
So that's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. Lots of traffic, but we're going to have a good time.
Yeah, and we are going to reveal a very exciting reason why we're going, which has to do with some accolades Danny will be receiving. And we can't be more proud of him. So keep it locked. Put on your notifications. Make sure you're subscribed so you can catch everything, because there's a lot that's about to happen in the next couple weeks.
Definitely. One more time, guys, subscribe and share the content. Share the content. Spread the word. Help us out. We're trying to reach 1,000 subscribers or more. So we need your support. All right. Until next time, we're out. Take care.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.